Okay, 013. File 013, Sunday night, Hilchasitzas and Tess. We're really in the middle. Sif Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Really, all of these dinim, like you make a bracha on one item, and the bracha is supposed to extend to another item. And the question is, what's a hefsik? What's not a hefsik? There are things that... It's not the pshat you make a bracha on one thing and the other thing doesn't need a bracha, but the bracha you make extends to various things. So you have a hefsik, a hefsik hadas, things that break up the ability of the bracha to extend itself to another item. Or things that are mafsik between the bracha and the doing of the mitzvah, or the by Birchas HaNemen. So some things are Hesach Hadas is the worst thing. If you may see Hadas, so that's automatically a break. And some things are legal Hefsekim. Some things are like you go a Shinoi Mokom. Sometimes it's a hefsek. You go to a different place. So by nature of the fact that it's a new place, so the bracha doesn't extend to whatever goes on in the new place. A new place needs a new bracha. So you have all these different things that are mafsik. Either hefsek hadas is like the granddaddy. Then you have things that are legal hefsekim. And sometimes things are like talking. Like, why isn't talking in the middle of a meal a hefsek? Like, you're going to eat, like the Mishnah Berurah mentions, it's like talking in the middle of a meal. So the teretz is, because since, I mean, pashtus, like why, well, like talking in the middle of a meal is not mafsik. So if you're going to eat, you don't have to make a new hamosi, you eat more bread. But yet by the tzitzis, if you're putting on five begadim, so talking maybe is a hefsek, maybe not, like Mishnah Berurah is not sure. So the teretz, sometimes hefsekim could be subjective. If it's the derech to talk in the middle of a meal, so then talking doesn't constitute a hefsek. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is not sure if you can extrapolate from talking in the middle of a meal to other cases where talking might be a hefsek, even though it's the same talking. It can be subjective. You find by Bedikas Chametz that even if halicha is a hefsek, but by Bedikas Chametz, maybe it's not a hefsek. If you go and you have to be bodek more than one house. So the bracha of Albir Chametz extends to all the houses. And there you don't say halicha's a hefsek, because that's the nature of the mitzvah, is that you have to check out every place that you own for Chametz. So the nature of the mitzvah already includes many different places. So that could determine what's a hefsek. So I'm showing you that what's considered a hefsek could be subjective. Something that that's why talking during the meal is not a hefsek, and talking in the middle of the tzitzis is a hefsek, maybe. It's not always objective. When something is the derech, when something is part of the is the norm, then it doesn't constitute a hefsek. Sometimes it's unusual, so it automatically constitutes a hefsek. That's also, we'll be learning Sif Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and you'll see, you have to develop like an instinctive, many times in halacha you have to develop, either if you're learning it for yourself and you're going to be your own posek, or you're going to have to answer shailos, you have to develop like an instinct of where the halacha is leading you to, what type of thing. It's not always cut and dry, like that. You know, a zman gadol is a hefsek. A zman katan is not a hefsek. What's called a zman gadol? What's called gadol? What? There's no, that's exactly my point. There's no time frame.
Let's say a person takes a shower for an hour.
There's no time frame. So, there's no time frame. There is no time frame. You have to know if you were Mashiach Das or not, if you did something unusual or not. That's exactly my whole speech here.
An example, I take a shower for an hour.
If you always do, So then I would say it's not Asik. Maybe. I'd ask you why it took you an hour now. If you lost the soap and you spent a half hour looking for the soap, so I'd say that you were Mashiach Das. You were looking for the soap. You had your mind on other things. If you just went a little more leisurely than normal, so I'd say it's not a Hefsek. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Let's go over those two Sifim. Again, it's Nogeya many Hilchos Brachas. Yud Dalet is also, okay, but today we're learning Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Yud Beis. Im Yesh Lo Kama Begodim Shel Abba Kanfus, he has many Begodim. So first of all, the basic din of the Mechaber is that Kulam Chayov and Betzitzis. There is a Shita that you don't have to put Tzitzis on all of them, but we don't Paskin that way, of course. To this extent, we Paskin what's called Tzitzis is a Chova of the Beged, although that Lashon could be tricky, because sometimes the word Tzitzis is a Chova of the Beged means in the Gemara that you have to put tzitzis on a beged when it's in your drawer, even if you're not wearing it. So the word is used in different ways, so you have to be careful about that phrase. You're putting on three begodim that have tzitzis on them, without a hefsek between the three. Certainly that's necessary, that you had a mind that you're putting on all three begodim. The imatzik b'neihem, but if there's a hefsek between them, then tzorech levarech al kolachas va'achas, or v'hu adinim lahoya b'dayt b'tchila al kulam. So the two requirements certainly are that you have in mind when you make the one bracha that you're going to be putting on three, so that extends the bracha, so to speak, and there's no hefsek between them, so that allows the bracha to be extended. That's as if there's a hefsek, meaning the bracha can't extend to the other items. Hagah v'chein im poshat harishon kodem shalova shasheni tzorech lachzor ulevarech. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Achronim, take issue with this Ramah. In other words, he had in mind that he's going to be putting on three begadim, but he took off like the chalais of the first bracha, so to speak, dissipated before he put on the second one. So the Ramah hold that in itself is a hefsek, and the Achronim take issue with that there's no reason for that to be a hefsek, not legally, and there's certainly no hesek hadas. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaten chazayin kulam chayavim ratzalomar im lov sham kulam. If he's wearing them all, it means avul emunachim b'tevaso, if it's in the drawer, peturin, the kaimalon, to that degree, we say tzitzis chovas gavra v'lo chovas mona. You have to be wearing it for it to be mechuyav in tzitzis. Gidul kamom b'tim in yutes. Matzik b'neihem. If he's matzik, then he has to make a new bracha. So what does hefsek mean? I know hefsek gadol, shubachal hefsek hadas, something that would logically constitute, if not an actual hefsek hadas, but a legal hefsek hadas. Avul b'shehiyas man ma, but just because some time went by, pasuk amogan avrom b'shari achreinim l'kamam b'sim reishvav, the shtika lo chashiva hafsoka b'diyeved. If you didn't talk, we'll see about talking in a moment. If you weren't actually Mishiach Tas, of course. The Imsach Beinayim, if he talked, then Imaya Dibul the Tzarech Levisha, Gavain Shomar, Tnuli Beged Lubosh, Uchai Gavno, Pshita Dain Tzarech Lachzor Levarech. Talking is never an automatic hefsek, right? Even after you make a bracha, let's say a Bichas Hanenin, like the most severe, intense, time that you're not supposed to be mafsik between when you make a bracha and when you eat, but you could talk if it's l'tzayrech the bracha. If you say pass me the salt, pass me, you're allowed to talk. Avlamoyu l'tzayrech levisha, but he stam talked. So that is the question: if talking constitutes a hefsek, he wasn't mesiach das. He made a bracha. He had a mind that you go on all three tzitzis, three begodim, but he talked in the middle. Yeshday has been a poskim. It's not clear if that's a hefsek. V'das ha-machaber l'kamim b'sif yud gimel, b'sif yud gimel, l'mogan avram, v'avim b'na achreinim, Kahapoyskim da filu sicha bialma. Just talking. Kamkin havi bechal hefsek linyan ze. Aval yesh ben achroinim shepoyskim da chivin shei soivim beze. The ain tzorech lachsu levorech. Da havi kemoisha soch beem tzasuda. So that for sure is not a hefsek. And I'm saying the reason is these things could be subjective. In the middle of the sudas, the derech talks. It's not considered that you did an action that breaks up the bracha. So that's the shaila. Is it a comparison or not? Akoponim, it's a shaila. So talking after a bracha before you do the mitzvah in the first place, that certainly is a hefsek. Before you do the mitzvah or before you, and if there's a hefsek between the bracha and the action, or between the bracha and the hanah, it's certainly a hefsek. But we're talking about, you have a bunch of things, mitzvah items, and you made the bracha on all, and you did the first, and then you talked. So now really we know by tefillin, it's like a mefarish of Gemara, really, that soch ruins the bracha, and you have to make a new bracha. But again, that's more than, because the bracha, there it's not the same thing as the tzitzis. There the bracha has to go on, it's like talking before you ever did the action, by tefillin. By tefillin it's like the bracha of l'haniach tefillin has to go on the shel rosh also. So it's like talking, I said talking between when you make the bracha and do the mitzvah, or between when you make the bracha and eat the food, that's for sure a hefsek. So that's the Gemara, soch pein tefillin l'tefillin, is because the bracha that you're making goes directly on the tefillin, on the other tefillin also, let's say. But here we're talking about the bracha was chal. It was chal on the first pair of tzitzis that you wore. And now it just has to extend to the second tefillin, to the second tzitzis. So that's why it's a shayla. So he says, Akoponim, talking is a shayla, whether it's an automatic hefsek, when you have such a case of different mitzvah items that you're doing with one bracha. So it's a shayla. So mutar shelo lahakmes nesafik bracha, you should be careful not to talk. It'll be a sofik what you should do. V'chein hiskem aprima godim, l'chein yizor kolodim shelo l'suach, not to talk in such a case. V'yimdiber, but b'diyevet if you did talk, ain't a chozer umavarech, because it's a sofik bracha. V'koshkein, wait, so that's midin sofik bracha, you shouldn't talk. Or if you talk, you shouldn't make a bracha. Now the Mishnah is saying, where you would have to make a bracha, but you don't cause yourself to have to make a bracha. That's also incorrect. The also ligrom bracha sheina tzricha. In other words, you should always be careful not to cause yourself to have to make another bracha. However, the Achronim say, ironically, in the Mishnah Berurah's case of talking, so if you talk, what did the Mishnah Berurah paskin? He paskins l'mais in such a case where you have three mitzvah items. You could have three Chanukah menorahs. You could have, right? So and you make a bracha and you want it to go on all of them. So it's a shaila if talking is a hefsek or not. By food, we know it's not. It's the nature of eating. You talk. But here it's a shayla. So he says, if you talk, it's a shayla. So the Achrenim say, in that case, where it's a suffix bracha, then it's okay to make a hefsek gadol, and that will cause that you have to make a new bracha. That would not be called bracha sheina tzricha. Mishnah Berurah, the last two lines, says it's a bracha sheina tzricha if you arbitrarily cause yourself to have to make a new bracha when you don't have to make one. But if you're in a situation of safek, and you're only not making one because of safek brachas lahakel, but you may have to make a bracha, but maybe not. So there, as an eitzah, you could wait a long period of time, and then you'd have to make a new bracha, and thus be poshet, so to speak, the safek, that is legitimate. So that's okay to do. So again, to go do it when it's certainly not necessary, so you're causing a bracha sheina tzricha. But in a case of safek bracha, and you maneuver to cause a vadai chiyuv bracha, That's already not called bracha shena tzricha. That's called you got out of the suffix, and then you're allowed to do that as an eitzah, make a hefsa gadol, and therefore you'll have to make a new bracha. It's an eitzah, although it's not a tzushtel if you're not sure to the Mishnah Berurah's case. The Mishnah Berurah's case is a sfeika d'dina where you have a right, so to speak, to be mesupik. It's an automatic suffik. In your case, I don't know if every if you were negligent and you forgot, so I don't know if that's legitimate, but l'chari, yeah, that's an eitzah. You can do that. Offhand, I would say that. I suggest not forgetting, you know.
Let's say it happens, the person not to commit a brach. So normally we take 7 brachot and we just drink the sofa without making another brach.
No, I don't. If you forget, not every time that a person is forgetful is it a suffix. I mean, a person's forgetfulness many times could be included in causing a brach ashen etzricha. That's all. If it's legitimate that you're mesupik, if it's a legitimate suffix, yes, that's an eitzah. That's all. That I'll say that sense. If it's a legitimate suffix, then that's an eitzah. To cause yourself to have hefsik, to create a hefsik, and then you'll have to make a bracha. Okay. So the Mishmur can be confusing. When he says at the end, he's talking about a case of Vaday. But in a case that he was talking about a line ago, where there was a Sofek, then it's very legitimate, the Achronim say, to make a Hefzik Gadol Bedavka, so that you could create a Vaday Chiyuv. And that's not called Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. Chav Tes, Buhadinim Lahoya Bedaita, Ratzalomish. Oh, so that. The way the Mechaber reads, it's very poshut. Like it's not even a chiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah makes it somewhat more of a chiddush. He didn't have anything special in mind. Oh, then it's a very big chiddush. He had three pairs of tzitzis in front of him, and he made a bracha, and he didn't have anything special in mind, so it doesn't go on all three. So now you have to read the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. Now it becomes a whole new ball game, because that's a tremendous chiddush, and it's not even always true. Midasosam, mashma demari afilu hoyu menachem l'fon of kol abegodim shalar bakarfos b'shas abracha. He had everything in front of him then. Afilu hoki tzorach lachzer ulevarech. That's strange. Like, why should that be the case? Oh, the mairi shehu rogel lagul bosh achas, because the norm is he only puts on one. So v'al came b'stoma ain ola habracha l'kulam. It's like he changed his mind. We don't assume he meant all of them. Unless he explicitly meant it. But without explicitly meaning to, so it's not automatic. A person made a bracha on his talis cotton properly the way you should, with the bracha of al mitzvahs. The lokach liana talis gadol. So maybe he wasn't supposed to do it, but let's say he did it. So now, we don't assume he meant to pater the talis gadol, because the al mitzvahs, we would assume he did not mean to pater the talis gadol, because the talis gadol has a different bracha. So he says, "Emoya daita b'feirish lifter be al mitzvahs, ain't tzorech lachzul l'vorech," because we said, al mitzvahs paters the talis gadol too b'di'evit. So if he had in mind b'feirish, so he's yotzi, he was motzi the talis gadol. Uvistoma though, choser umavarech, the vistoma ain't died to be al mitzvahs, tiyan al talis cotton. Ach, mikomogom, but don't make the mistake of thinking this is a legitimate thing to do. Lachatkin levadi echizar, shalolavarech al talis cotton at all, like we had yesterday, in died to lulbosh takef al talis gogol. Mishim gram brachosh en etzricha. If he's putting on the talis gogol, pretty much immediately afterwards, what's the shear? I don't know, there is no shear. 17 and a half minutes, but I'm joking. There is no shear. If you're basically right away going to shul and putting on the talis gadol, then you shouldn't make a bracha on the talis cotton. Otherwise, you really should. The reason people don't, the Mishnah Berurah said, is because usually the talis cotton, there's something wrong with it, usually. But there shouldn't be something wrong with it. And if you're having a significant hefsik between putting on the talus katan and putting on the talus gadol, you should definitely make a bracha on the talus katan. Okay. What? Definitely make a bracha on the talus katan. That's a very significant amount of time. In lovash talus below bedika, without checking the tzitzis, umotza also puzzle. Oshenitzalu tzitzio zachakach belovish talus acher sorech levorech pa'am acheres. Yeah, because he only had a mind to put on one talus. And lo shal yibedaita b'feirish b'shaz broch al kol mashiul b'shachakach, which by us is very much not the norm. Someone might remember from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that if he makes a bracha on the shofar and it doesn't go, and they bring him another shofar, he does not have to make a new bracha. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, you certainly, that the teretz is pashut. I should make you think about it. Here, the bracha's on the heftz of the mitzvahs, the beged. So you had in mind this beged, and it was pasul, so, and you only had in mind one beged, not two. So you have to make a new bracha on the second beged. By shofar, the bracha is like on the chi of Hagavra. You're not making a bracha on the shofar. So if you have to bring a new shofar, it does not require a new bracha. The Gavra is still struggling to perform the mitzvah of shofar, and the bracha is still valid. No. The heftz of the mitzvah of tzitzis is a requirement of the beged, not of the gavra. It's a requirement to put tzitzis on the beged. One man the Amar, the Gemara holds to put tzitzis on the beged even when it's in your drawer, and the other man the Amar holds only when you're wearing it. But it's not that the gavra has to be wearing tzitzis. The mitzvah is that your beged should have tzitzis on it. That everybody's loaded to. The beged requires tzitzis. It's an appendage to the beged, and the chiyuv is to physically complete the beged in this way, by putting on strings on the edges of the four-cornered beged. Not as a machlokes, even if it's in your drawer, or only when you're wearing it. But it's sikr, the mitzvah is to be mesaken habeged. You can clear about a house with a mezuzah. That already would be an interesting chakira. By Ner Chanukah you can talk about it. The Achronim talk about it by Ner Chanukah. You know, whether it's in the bias or on the gavra. But shofar certainly totally gavra oriented. And tzitzis is certainly totally beged oriented. So that's why you have this chilek. If it doesn't go good with the first shofar, you don't have to make another bracha when you get a second shofar. What's the difference this shofar to that shofar? But by tzitzis, it certainly makes a difference, and you have to make a new bracha. Sifkat lamed aleph, this peladika remark, that if you take off the first tzitzis you had in mind, and all you did was the act of taking off the first beged, you have to make a new bracha. Hachronim chokin al zeh. Well, what does the Ramah hold here? The Ramah hold, taking it off constitutes a hefsek. The Eina Dome L'mashakosav HaMachaber B'sif Yudalid Da Peshito Havi Hefsek. There we have, if your talus falls off, so when you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. The Hosom L'hoyadayt B'shaz Bracha Shehav Shiten Ovi Yachsov Yilbosh. There, that constituted a hefsek, because you had in mind to put on one tzitzis, one talis there, and it fell off, so the bracha was fulfilled, so to speak, and now there's a new act of putting on a talis. You have to make a new bracha. You didn't have in mind you're going to put on a talis twice, so the mitzvah went away, and now you're doing a mitzvah a second time. You have to make a new bracha. Maybe if you had a mind beferish, in fact, not only maybe, if you had a mind beferish that when you made the bracha, that you want the bracha to be effective for the wearing of the talus, and it might slip off because your talus usually slips off, and you're going to put it back on, and so on and so forth, so you don't have to make a new bracha. That's why indeed there's a din if it falls off by davening, but that's really a little different. If it falls off by davening, you don't have to make a new bracha, because we assume you always had in mind, even before it fell off, that you're going to immediately put it back on. So the falling off doesn't constitute a hefsek in the first place. I don't think anybody holds that you could have in mind in the morning at 7 a.m. that you're going to put on a different pair also at 4 p.m. and that bracha should be good. That's too much of a hefsek. Nobody would hold that's good. That's too much of a hefsek between the bracha and the second beged. Whether you should make a bracha, because you should make a bracha if you change tzitzis on Friday. But you have to do it quickly, because once it's after shkia, you shouldn't make a bracha. So it depends how, if you're running out of the shower and rushing to mincha, as some people are, but the truth is you have to make a bracha even for 15 seconds of doing a mitzvah. So really you should. Unless you get into the habit of only changing your tzitzis for Shabbos in the morning, Shabbos morning when you get dressed. What? Yud Gimel, Halovish Talos Kotten Umvarech Olof. Ukshaholech Lebeis Akneses Mesatech Betalos Godol, Tzorech Levarech Olof. The Halicha Lebeis Lebeis Akneses Chashiva Hefsik. The walking is a Hefsik. So even if you had a mind you're going to put on the Talos Godol, and you had a mind to potter it, the walking to Shul is a Hefsik. The Mispawel Betoch Beiso, can't imagine such a thing. Yeah, if you had a mind, and there's no hefsek, so you don't have to make a new bracha. Here's where the Mechaber says sicha is a hefsek, by the way. As the Mishnah Berurah brought him down, when we talked about whether talking is a hefsek or not. So here the Mechaber says, Sicha is a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis, Levarech Olav. Afilon Tekef, Halach Lebeis, HaKnesses, Leisiyach Dait, Demin Tayim Klal. You went right away, you weren't Leisiyach Das, but the very act of walking, saying sometimes you have legal hefseket, even if there was no Hefsek HaDas involved. The Halicha, now listen to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'achronim Eskimu, De'etzim Halicha Loi Chashiv Hefsek. Walking is not a hefsek, but there's a more serious problem here. The walking is not a hefsek, but there's a more serious problem. Bavel became caused with the tzorach levarech ala talus godo mishum shinui mokom. You have a concept called shinui mokom, which demands a new bracha. It's more common. It's more commonly known from Birchas Hananin. Shinui mokom, if you know Hilchos Brachas, things that do not require a bracha achrona b'makomam, so they require a new bracha if you make a shinui makom, like a shahakol, you change buildings, you walk outside, you have to make a new bracha, shinui makom. So he says here by talus there's no bracha achrona, so here there's definitely a din of shinui makom. So forget about the act of walking, whether or not it's a hefsek. Since there's a shini makom, that calls for a new bracha. Well, if he's there, so whenever there's a din of shini makom, he says, you know, if you walk outside and you walk back in, you have to make a new bracha ready. That's called shini makom. Well, if he's there, who are dinim kriyotza mi beso? Chazar mi yad le beso? The lover shom atalas kodo? Gam kein tzorech levarech olav? After ho yadaito gamal atalas godo b'shaz bracha? Even if you had a mind, David kedvorim shein tunin bracha lachrayim, like korin afashos, because here there's no bracha krona at all. The shini mokum has a hefsek. K'moshe kusadlu b'simin kufayim ches, v'ayim sifkon shachar zeh. One more chashiva hefsek. V'chayyotam choshash l'das asovrim. The shini mokum lo have a hefsek b'zeh. Alkin hechmer shalol levarech. Im lo shoya beis haknesses rachok mi beiso. He doesn't say how rachok. You have to use your judgment. Significantly rachok. O shaloh yadaita b'shaz brocha gamolov. Or if he didn't have in mind. O sheyisiyach daita b'neiyam. That always requires a new bracha. If it's rachok, if there's a significant hetzik he didn't have in mind, or he was actually mesiyach das, that's the best. Yeah, yeah.
What was the case?
If you walk outside.
What was he doing?
He's going to shul.
He put his
talis cotton on at home.
Yeah.
He had a mind to patur the talis gadol. And he went to shul. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens really, the Mechaber says the halicha should be a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah says the achronim say the halicha is not a hefsek, but you have good old Shini Mokum as a hefsek. And then he says, but the Chayodim holds that Shini Mokum does not constitute a hefsek in such cases, and therefore you should not make a new bracha if you had in mind, if the shul was not significantly far away, if you were not Mesiach Das, if there was no hefsek Godol, you should not make a new bracha if you had in mind to patur the talis gadol. If you didn't have a mind to patur the talis gadol, so then you should definitely make a new bracha. However, you have caused the bracha shena tzricha. However, if the shul is significantly far away, then there's no bracha shena tzricha. You put on the talis cotton, you make a bracha, and the shul's far away, so you put on the talis gadol, you make a new bracha. B'toch beiso, but if you're davening b'toch beiso, filu matalis cotton lo tash b'cheder zeh, matalis gadol b'cheder acher. The shini mokum will have a mecheder lecheder. Different rooms is not shini mokum. Even though your dietel is there, when you had in mind you're going to go to a different room under the same roof, then it's not a shini mokum. Ukidvel kamon b'simin reish ayin gimel sof sefalif. You have these differences by kiddush mokum sudir a very nogeya. Umashikosu b'sicha. When you hold that talking is a hefsek or afilu teva achas, even one word. Vayin liel b'sifka, even maybe new. New, I know you have to look up in the dictionary if new is a word. New. How old is my son? You know, the one. My 5-year-old, he already knows. New. That doesn't count. That's not a hefsek. I don't know why not. If they put it into the dictionary, would it be a hefsek? New. It's probably in Leo Rostin's The Joys of Yiddish, no? It's probably there, new. Finally, Elbus of Cotton Chav Ches, Mashakotum Shem Achrenim Ladina. Okay.